100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have a weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was first, and we got a lot of stories. We got them from Richard, Charlie, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tom, Jeffrey Fisher, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Tura. Oh, and Planet Z. By the way, if you didn't hear your name among that list, and you're like, oh, I could have come up with a story. Well, that's okay. Send it in, and I'll add it to the feed in a separate post. But until then, let's go ahead and listen to these stories.
Tura Brazoino here, with a story on the subject, first. I knew the first man to run a mile in 1 minute. His bones were made of nano-woven bucky tubes. His blood was completely synthetic, and more of his brain was in the computing cloud than his skull. His heart and lungs were machines, and the membranes supporting his internal organs were spider silk, synthesized by his own genetically modified cells. But I can get in a car and do the mile in 30 seconds, so what's the point? They say that in the end, so much of his brain was in the cloud that his owners just shut off the body.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I have some stories on this week's topic of first, and here is my first. I've spent my entire life trying not to be first at anything. First in the class, first in line, first past the post. I'd do anything to avoid that distinction. People wonder why. Have you no ambition, no aspirations? Of course. Just not the ones everyone thinks I should. And I've good reasons for it too. Not trying to be first and top of the pile means less effort, less competition, and fewer disappointments. It's an altogether easier life. Especially at the airport, where being last is the gold standard. Because last on the plane means your baggage comes off first. My second story. It's called First Questions. I hate those stupid questions about your firsts in life. What was the first record you bought? First crush? First kiss? As if it matters. If I can remember that far back in the first place. I'm sure most people make the answers up, picking one that makes them sound cool. Ah yes, my first album was The Stones. Yeah, right. But the real reason I hate those questions is that they bring back awful memories. Reminders of embarrassing music, fumbled encounters, and moments I'd really like to forget. Because we all know, the first time is never the best. And finally, my last story is called My Better Half. I always introduce my spouse as my first wife. She hates it, but it keeps her on her toes. The nagging seed of doubt that I've sown in her mind that one day I might just trade her in for a newer, better, more aesthetically pleasing model means she won't take any chances when it comes to behaving herself. You may think it's somewhat callous, but I take the view, all's fair in love and war, and a little callousness on my part goes a long way towards maintaining the status quo. Till death do us part, or maybe sooner. There you go, those are my stories, that's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
It was my first try at biohacking, namely, hacking my brain. My biohacking began with some off-the-shelf nootropics and a gradual transition to my custom stack of compounds. I had a level of focus never experienced, and was able to maintain it for extended periods. I could crank out graphics, edit photos, or do other technical tasks for hours on end. After 6 months, I got muscle spasms and experienced some brain fog, so I cut doses by 30%. Everything settled down and I was hyper alert and relaxed at the same time. Ever feel that way? Number 2. My pal, Gordon, is a mechanical and electrical engineer. We have constructed and prototyped the first wearable that functions as a prodder. It randomly pokes an automatically powered, finger-sized goad into the head to remind the wearer to pay attention and stop fucking around. It is battery-operated, ultimately programmable, light, durable, and easy to set up and initialize. Default settings have been tested to operate at optimum levels. We have been wearing test units for a couple of weeks and have discovered that a little thump on the cranium does wonders by keeping us focused and on task.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story for this week. At the strike of 1 a.m., the majestic structure imploded neatly. Perplexed eyes witnessed the destruction of the oldest building in town, home to wise men, advisors to many generations. Suddenly, a voice asked, "Why was this done at 1 a.m.? I need my beauty sleep." The crowd turned to see who had broken the sacred silence. An old man, holding a crutch, waved a crooked walking stick. So, are we done? Lesson number one, life goes on, get used to it. And he walked away. The welcome sign slid slowly to the ground, a shy cloud of dust lingering in the air. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I remember my first time like it was yesterday. The sweet, fair smell of blood. The sticky warmth oozing through my fingers. I remember the screams, then sudden silence. The soft gurgle of the death rattle. The thump of my own heartbeat, gradually slowing, to its normal rhythm. I remember, the elation and the quiet sense of satisfaction, you only find, in a job well done. They say that you never forget your first time, and it's so very true. Although, I have to say, that I've always found it a terrible shame. That the police never forget it. Either.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got stories for you. The first one. First comes the pain, nearly imperceptible at first, growing in intensity, drawing more waking attention to greater levels of compensation, long before seeking drugs to make it through the day. You think a joint agreement between your joints and the signals firing in your head is negotiable. When cycles give way to a single wobbling wave, your heart knows it's time, if only your head would listen. In the end, some simple action becomes undoable, and your head now knows it's merely the first. You call the surgeon's office to get in the waiting list for a knee replacement. And a second one. Americans are weird. They only acknowledge two states, coming in first, coming in next. The first being singular, and the second vast and all-encompassing. Perhaps we would have a different outlook if we had lost a war. Well, we have, but you will never hear an American admit it. This first or nothing is sort of a functional insanity. We are so willing to discount a season of effort, a decade of effort, in some cases a lifetime of effort, to being just not good enough. That, somehow inherent in the American soul, is a birthright of victory. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 607 on the topic of first. My story today is called Lobster Salad. One of the great mysteries of life was the identity of the brave man or woman who first dared to eat a lobster. Ivor and his crewmate, Stephen, landed safely on the planet Zaphyrus and scouted for food as their supplies were running low. Starvation was setting in when Stephen found a lobster, or the Zaphyrian equivalent, in shallow water. "Who wants to go first?" asked Stephen. "Oh, I'll give it a try. What's the worst that can happen? We're starving anyway." Ivor sliced open the creature and cooked it with his laser tool, taking a bite while it was still hot. "Delicious," he said. Stephen looked suspiciously at his crewmate, but took one bite, then another. A loud thump behind him turned out to be Ivor, falling to the ground, dead. Stephen soon followed suit. The second expedition learned to avoid the lobsters. And that's it from me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 607 with a prompt of first. Well, here's my story. Many people believe that naming your child Pork Chop was a fad of hippie parents from the 60s. It's true, I was born in 1960, and five other boys in my graduating class had the same name, but I wasn't the first in my genealogy to bear that name. My great-grandfather and his father had the blessed title and traced it back centuries to Sir Pork Chop Gillywinger, 1st Earl of East Whiffypuddle. A little-known apocryphal text from the 2nd century says a fourth wise man was named Porkchop Shazar, started with the other three, but became lost due to night blindness. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. And bonus points to whoever gets the references. And now, first. Who was the first to catch my eye as I crashed headlong into puberty? Maybe Samantha, with that cute little nose twitch? Or Jeannie, the original hips don't lie girl? It could have been Betty Rubble or Josie. Josie was in a band, and that was cool. Veronica was also in a band, but I always felt Veronica was out of my league. What about Batgirl or Barbara Gordon? Batgirl. She had a motorcycle and spandex. Charlie's Angels was not a choice at all. Jill all the way. And yes, I had the poster. So many women, so little words.
take a trip with me to planet Z.
The longest journey begins with the first step. I stood at the bottom of a crystal staircase, looking up. It went up as far as I could see. I could not see the top. How far did it go? Did it reach the clouds? Did it reach the stars? The strange old man in the village wouldn't tell me.
"Many have tried," he said, "but none have returned alive."
I lifted my foot, and I walked over to the crystal elevator, and I pushed the call button. I sat down in the grass and waited, and waited, and waited.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of first. Do you want to be the first one to leave a comment on these? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you can leave comments there. Is there anything else? I mean, these were all great. I enjoyed them all. Maybe, you know, it's the holiday season, something. I don't know. But during your holiday travels, come up with some stories if you want to listen while you're shopping as you're fighting over that last Barbie doll. I don't know. But you can go to the archives, this, that. The next topic. What is the next topic? The next topic is clutch. So get working, get cracking, get trying. And we've got a whole bunch of topics laid out for the upcoming year in the topics post. So I will see y'all tomorrow with another story in the feed, and then next week with a weekly challenge. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.